नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो चायम् उदीरयेत् नास्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतं सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, entitled, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Today we are going to read text number 14. So please repeat. Rishi Piyachito Beje Navanam Anavamam Pati Vapapu Duktemam Osha Devipras Tenayam Sa Ushatama Vishipyayachi Tobeje Natvam Navamam Pativam Vapu Dukdemam Osha Dukdemam Osha Devipras Tenayansa Ushatama Rishipyachito Beje Navamam Pativam Vapu Dukdemam Osha Devipras Tenayansa Ushatama Vishivyachito Beje Matajis.
Pativam Vapu Duktema Osha Divivas Tenayansa Usatama.
Okay. word by word. Vishivi, by the sages, Yachitaha, being prayed for, Beje, accepted, Navamam, the ninth one, Pativam, the ruler of the earth, Vapuhu, body, Degda, milking, Imam, all these, Oshadihi, products of the earth, Vipraha, O Brahmanas, Tena, by, Ayam, this, Saha, he, Vusatama, beautifully attractive. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O Brahmanas, in the ninth incarnation, the Lord, prayed for by sages, accepted the body of a king, Prithu, who cultivated the land to yield various products. And for that reason, the earth was beautiful and attractive. Please repeat, O Brahmanas, in the ninth incarnation, the Lord prayed for by sages, accepted the body of a king, Prithu, who cultivated the land to yield various products. And for that reason, the earth was beautiful and attractive. Purport: before the advent of King Prithu, there was great havoc of maladministration due to the vicious life of the previous king, the father of Maharaj Prithu. The intelligent class of men, namely the sages and the brahmanas, not only prayed for the Lord to come down, but also dethroned the previous king. It is the duty of the king to be pious and thus look after the all-around welfare of the citizens. Whenever there is some negligence on the part of the king in discharging his duty, the intelligent class of men must dethrone him. The intelligent class of men, however, do not occupy the royal throne, because they have much more important duty for the welfare of the public. Instead of occupying the royal throne, they prayed for the incarnation of the Lord. And the Lord came as Maharaj Prithu. Real intelligent men or qualified brahmanas never aspire for political posts. Maharaj Prithu excavated many produces from the earth, and thus not only did the citizens become happy to have such a good king, but the complete sight of the earth also became beautiful and attractive. Vishibhi yachito beje namamam pativam vapu doktemam oshadye vipras tenayansa vushatama. Translation again. O Brahmanas, in the ninth incarnation, the Lord, prayed for by sages, accepted the body of a king, Prithu, who cultivated the land to yield various products. And for that reason, the earth was beautiful and attractive. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Sarakaya Chaksu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prastaya Vdare Smadhi Tamo Krishna Goswami Dinamine. Namo Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prastaya Vdare Smadhi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine. So there are many interesting points in Srila Prabhupada's purport. First of all, Srila Prabhupada, he said that before the advent of King Prithu, there was great havoc of moral administration due to the vicious life of the previous king, the father of Maharaj Prithu. Who is the father of Maharaj Prithu? Who can remember? Yes, Vena. So, why King Vena was so bad? So, let's have a look of this King Vena. Actually, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the fourth canto, chapter 14, it is described the life of King Vena. Let's take a look. When the King Vena ascended to the throne, he became all-powerful with eight kinds of opulences. Consequently, he became too proud. By virtue of his false prestige, he considered himself to be greater than anyone. Thus, he began to insult great personalities. Text number 5. When he became overly blind due to his opulences, King Vena mounted a chariot and, like an uncontrolled elephant, began to travel through the kingdom, causing the sky and earth to tremble wherever he goes, wherever he went. Yeah. Text number 6. All the thrice-born, the brahmanas, were forbidden henceforward to perform any sacrifices, and they were also forbidden to give charity or offer clarified butter. Thus King Vena sounded kettle drums throughout the countryside. In other words, he stopped all kinds of religious rituals. See, in the purpose of this verse, Srila Prabhupada, the purpose of this verse is really, you know, very important, I'm feeling. I want to share it with you. Srila Prabhupada, he writes, what was committed by King Vena many years ago is at the present being carried out by atheistic governments all over the world. The world situation is so tense that at any moment governments may issue declarations to stop religious rituals. Eventually, the world situation will become so degraded that it will be impossible for pious men to live on the planet. Therefore, sane people should execute Krishna consciousness very seriously, so that they can go back home, back to Godhead, without having to further suffer the miserable conditions predominant in this universe. So that's what Srila Prabhupada was saying 50, 40 years ago, is actually fit for nowadays, actually. So therefore, I realized that why people are suffering like anything? Because people, they are in ignorance. Because of ignorance, people, they are committed so many sinful activities. And people suffer because of the sinful activities. So therefore, the greatest contribution to the human society is to give them Krishna consciousness. And the best way to give people Krishna consciousness is by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Yeah. I remember Srila Prabhupada, he used to say that preaching means to distribute millions and millions of books on the laps of the conditioned soul. Yeah. Just like during wartime, bombs are raining from the sky like anything. Yeah. Yeah. So, therefore, you know, we need to... And also, Prabhupada, he was saying that our temple is actually a base to train our soldiers to go out and distribute and preaching this Krishna consciousness. Temple should not be a place simply eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Yeah, but should be a place to train our soldiers to go out and distribute this Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So if we can, you know, flood this world with Prabhupada's transcendental books, then there will be hope for our human society, you see. There will be hope. That's the only hope, you know. And also another important point is that the sages and the sentient persons, they have the power to dethrone the king. So that means the sages and sentient persons, they are not in name only, but actually they have that power. So this Prabhupada, he writes here, the intelligent class of men, namely the sages and the brahmanas, not only prayed for the Lord to come down, but also dethroned the previous king. So how the sages dethroned the king, it is actually written in the same chapter of this fourth canto. Start from text number 14. But before the sages dethroned the king, actually the sages approached the king and gave him good advice. Yeah, let's see what good advice that the sages gave to King Varuna. The great sage said, "Dear king, we have come to give you good advice. Kindly hear us with great attention. By doing so, your duration of life and your opulence, strength, and reputation will increase." Yeah. And text number 15. Those who live according to religious principle and who follow them by words, mind, body, and intelligence are elevated to the heavenly kingdom, which is devoid of all miseries. Being thus rid of the material influence, they achieve unlimited happiness in life. And in this purport, actually Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a wonderful purport for this text number 15. I want to share a little bit more with you. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he writes, the sentient sages herein instruct that the king or the head of the government should set them example for living a religious life. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, religion means worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not simply make a show of religious life, but should perform devotional service perfectly with words, mind, body, and good intelligence. By doing so, not only will the king or government head rid himself of contamination of the material modes of nature, but the general public will also, and they will all become gradually elevated to the kingdom of God and go back home, back to Godhead. The instructions given herein serve as a summary of how the head of government should execute his ruling power and thus attain happiness not only in this life, but also in the life after death. So that means everyone, it is the king's duty to make sure that the citizens, you know, is in the service of the Supreme Lord. And that is the only way to become peaceful and happy life. Just like, you know, the Bhagavad Gita say, the peaceful formula of this world. In the fifth chapter, text number 29, Krishna says, Bhoktanam yagya tapasyam sava loka maheshwaram suhritam sava bhutanam gyatvamam shanti vichati. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pains of material miseries. So this is actually the peaceful formula for our whole humanity. And it is the duty of the king to make sure it's happening like that. But unfortunately, nowadays, nobody is actually doing like that. So there's a strong need to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books again. There's a strong need. Yeah. And also, there's another interesting point in Srila Prabhupada's purport is that it is said here that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that whenever there is some negligence on the part of the king in discharging his duty, the intelligent class of men must dethrone him. Actually, if I heard that if your son is dying untimely, then you have the right to go to the king to protest, because the king has definitely done some sinful activities. Yeah, I heard like that, you know. So the king, he has to discharge his duty properly, and he has to make sure that all the citizens are following the Varnashram Dharma. Yeah, everyone has to execute their prescribed duty and in rendering service, you know, to Lord Krishna. Then peace, prosperous, will be guaranteed. So Pitu Maharaj, he is acting like an ideal king. And during his ruling time, it is said here, Maharaj Pitu excavated many products from the earth, and thus not only did the citizens become happy to have such a good king, but the complete site of the earth also became beautiful and attractive, you know. So it's a perfect situation. It's a perfect, you know. So that's why we need, again, we need to spread this Krishna consciousness very wildly, very widely, yeah. So that's all I'm thinking to say, you know. Are there any questions and answers? Yes, Ananda Kiran Prabhu. I think the last righteous king was Parikshit Maharaj. Is it? Really, huh? Yeah, you please describe him in detail. Thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. In the Krishna book, huh? I see. Right. It is properly mentioned in the story of Lord Ramachandra too. Yeah. Yes. Sri Madhva Mahatsapu.
Because of his leadership, you see that in just as a comparison, how the earth situation, how much pollution and environmental destruction is under the management of our leaders of today, and how the earth, there's all these problems that are coming out of it. But when there's good leadership, good Krishna conscious leadership, then the earth, the situation, it's taken care of, and it's respected, and it comes in a beautiful way. Like, right. I'm thinking of Maharaja's Gurukul in Mayapur, mm-hmm. how they have the huts and everything is biodegradable and everything is in harmony with the earth. They use natural ingredients and simple living, and there's not like these massive destructions like they do. Sometimes they blow up mountains to get coal and then all kinds of side effects happen from that.
Right.
So it's just an interesting point.
That's why, you know, now this modern society is called Ukrakrama. Yeah. Simply creating problem. Srila Prabhupada used to say that if we can walk on the land and keep a couple of cows, then all our economic problem will be solved. That's why we need to really, you know, stick to this Vanashram system. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu.
So I cannot conceive of the concept of sages have the power to call the incarnation or the avatar of Krishna down to earth. Like, what kind of sages are them? Are they, and you know, how they have like the power to called Supreme God on the earth?
Because in the past, the sages, they are very pure in their heart. That's why they got this power to call up the Lord to come and help. And that's why, and that's the way that the devotees are always, doing, because whenever they are having the difficulties, the devotees always will turn to pray the help of the Supreme Lord Krishna, and Krishna will reciprocate with him by his prayer. Yes, Prabhu.
That was an excellent question, Bhakta Parth.
Mm-hmm.
Two things that could be added, if you don't mind. One is that, for instance, when Prabhupada was here, some devotee said, well, you know, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed for a ray of Vishnu. So as householders, should we do the same? Prabhupada said, no. First deserve, then desire. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you're not on that level, you can't imitate that.
Right.
So souls who are on a higher level of purity than the average condition, so they're pleased to the Lord to have more potency than ours. At the same time, they also know that they have to be patient. It's not that I pray and I make a fire sacrifice and then, boom, Krishna appears. It's not like that. Just like Lord Brahma went after he heard all of the pleas of the demigods headed by Mother Bhumi, how the earth was being disturbed by, overburdened by the unnecessary defense force of so many kings. So that he went to the ocean of milk and he prayed and then he waited. Because he knows you can't force the Lord to incarnate.
Right.
He sat in meditation and the Lord told him, I will come and this is what will happen. Same thing when Jaya and Vijaya were came down as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They were causing so much disturbance. Again, prayers were made. And the Lord said, yes, I know the situation. And this is what's going to happen. I'm going to incarnate, da-da-da-da-da-da. So you have to be patient also. It's not that I make a prayer and because Krishna doesn't come right now, then, you know, he's not hearing me or, you know. No, Krishna has his plan. And he responds yes to his devotees, like Advaita Acharya prayed for Lord Chaitanya to come. But you have to wait. It unfolds in a certain sequence that the Lord himself sets, not that we can force him to do anything.
Right. That's why we are saying that we should act in such a way that the Lord will become attracted to come and see us. We cannot order the Lord to come. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
So therefore, one more thing. Srila Prabhupada said, for instance, in relation to the Sankirtan movement, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said he left without his work finished. And Prabhupada said, yes, he left something for you to do. He left something for us to do. So at the same time, we can become a little bit lazy, thinking, well, Krishna's powerful. If I just pray, he will come and make the situation right. But he wants us to go out and make our attempt.
Right.
That's the, also the Lord's mercy, to give us some work to do. Otherwise, we would happily just sit down in the temple and pray, and then let Krishna go out and distribute all the books and hold all the festivals. And it's not like that. We know what needs to be done, because we've been informed by the great devotees and the Shastra, this is what needs to be done. So go out and do it and pray for the Lord's mercy that we can actually have some effect on this rotten society that we live in.
Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Sri Madhava Mahatma Prabhu.
Forgive me for talking so much. I was thinking, just reflecting on what Prabhuji was saying, how the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra is an incarnation of Krishna that's descending. Nama, I'm missing a couple of Sanskrit words, Krishna avatar. There's that verse. Yes. And then there's also the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the literary, the incarnation of Krishna as a book. So we have that.
Jai. Thank you. Anything else? Jai Kantraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhaktavinoda ki jai, Hari Bol. Thank you.